allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Good afternoon, everyone. I think this is just an informational meeting, and for that purpose, we will not be taking public comment today. And at this time, I'm going to ask our CEP president, Mr. Doug Cone, to please make an announcement for us.
Councilman McLeod, thank you. Mr. Mayor, fellow councilmen, I'm excited to be here with you today. Late yesterday afternoon, I received a call from Mr. Tony Bruno, Senior Vice President of Yankee Global. And the Yankees, I'm very, very pleased to announce that the Yankee organization has committed $175,000 to assist in offsetting the cost to Marion County of a referendum and a special ballot in March. I think this is tremendous news. It clearly, again, demonstrates the Yankees organization's commitment to this project. We're excited from a CEP standpoint and a business standpoint to look forward to taking that commitment and working closely with the City of Ocala and City Council, Marion County, and the Board of County Commissioners. So I'm here to reiterate the pledge on the part of the CEP. Most of you know that we had an opportunity to read into the record recently at the county workshop that our board has unanimously endorsed this project. So we look forward to continuing to advance this initiative. It is our hope that here shortly, with the Yankees' commitment, the City of Ocala's commitment, Marion County's commitment, that we'll have an opportunity to take this to the voters in March and take this project forward. So wanted to make sure that we had clearly communicated the Yankees' position on this and their very substantial commitment to this community and to this initiative to make this project a reality. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Anybody on council have any questions for Mr. Cone? Any comments?
I just appreciate, I know you've been burning the midnight oil on this, Mr. Cone, and I think this is just the next step and going to be a successful project, and I think that we are going to see one day first pitch thrown out just on the other side of I-75, so it's exciting times. Appreciate all your work.
The pleasure has been mine, and I think we can get this done, and look forward to working with y'all to make this a reality. Thanks so much.
I think we all agree with that sentiment, Mr. Cone, so we really appreciate your efforts.
Yeah, I would just say thank you for all your hard work, and I've just been taking it day by day by day, and today's the day. That's our next step, and we'll just continue to move forward.
We continue to keep hitting base hits, Mr. Mayor,
exactly.
And we'll get around and we'll score points. Thank you.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Well, at that point, let's bring it back to council. If there's any comments, Mr. Musley, do you have anything?
No, I'm pleased that we're at this spot right now, and let's advance it to the next inning.
Mr. Mayor, we'll just go around the. Do you have anything? Or you?
No, just like I said, we just take it day by day and step by step. And, that we got to, like Mr. Gunn said, we got to single on that. Just move around the bases, Eventually we'll get a home run. Score.
Matt, I think it would be beneficial, obviously, with the news of this today and it's going to be getting out. Could you just, and as the mayor just said, tomorrow is a new day of pushing this forward. Could you just give us, for the record, just the timeline of next steps? Where this will obviously be going to the county commission meeting, but just where it's at with their process and what happens next as we keep this timeline moving.
Be happy to. Wesley Wilcox, the action supervisor from Marion County, contacted me yesterday and indicated that the Board of County Commission has asked him to make a presentation on the mail-in ballot initiative during their Tuesday, December 3rd meeting. So he is gearing up for that presentation. Our timeline is still that the Board of County Commission would do the first reading on the ordinance on December 17th with the second reading on January 7th. So we're still on task to meet our timelines, and the next step being, of course, the presentation by Wesley Wilcox on December 3rd.
And so their first meeting in January will be their official vote gathering to push this to the ballot.
That'd be the second reading on the ordinance to push it to ballot.
Okay.
And I would like to say thank you to our staff for all their hard work and everything that they've done. And I know there's been a lot of things that have happened at the last minute. We've had to work around them, and the county staff as well.
Yes.
And the citizens also, because even those that don't agree with the project have brought up some really good ideas and things that we need to look at also. And but there has been a huge outpouring of support for the project, and it's exciting to see the possibility of something like this coming to fruition here in Ocala. Anybody have anything else?
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
You too, Ms. Presley. You brought my turkey, didn't you?
You have a turkey.
With that, this meeting's adjourned.
You want to get your chair warmed up.
Not what I was expecting.
I'm still getting shirts.
What'd you say, Daniel? Yeah, and well, this could be a